The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Bebs. It's a beautiful day in Edinburgh, and this is Scott Mills. It's day two of our time at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. Hope you're all right. Thank you very much, Greg. I'm sitting in our little room upstairs in the courtyard of the Pleasance Theatre, where the sun is beaming in. Out the window, I can see lots of people just having a look at what shows to go to later on tonight, because there are shows on every time of night and day. The courtyard just full of loads of people under umbrellas, having a chat and a bit of a drink, because there's bars all around the edge of the courtyard. And it is a really nice day, like hardly a cloud in the sky. I can see Arthur's Seat, which I still haven't climbed after being here for 2 years.
You said last year you were going to climb it.
I'll get around to it. My flatmate invited me to go and climb it yesterday because he had a day off from his show. I was like, yeah, I'll let you know. And then my phone sadly died. So I couldn't go.
Rubbish.
I know. But it is a beautiful day. Last night it rained so much, and I got my shoes back on, my trainers on today, and it was like, it's squelchy. I also met a really odd woman last night.
Who?
After the One That Doesn't Speak show, I went to a place called the Gilded Balloon, which is a place where there's lots of bars in Edinburgh, and just chilled out there with a couple of friends. And because it was so wet, everyone was kind of crowding under umbrellas. And obviously, there weren't that many dry seats that were covered by the umbrellas. So she's Australian. She comes up and says, can I sit here? Because it's not moist. And I thought, okay, that's quite a weird thing to say as an opening gambit.
That's a good opener.
Yeah. And then she went on to tell me about her life for about an hour.
Mm. Were you listening? Or
yeah,
anything?
It was quite fun and quite funny for a while. And then after telling me quite intimate details about her personal life, she went, hey, do you want any tomatoes? And I was like, what? And she produced a whole pack of supermarket tomatoes, unopened, to me from her bag, and then a lemon, and then all sorts of things, which I can't tell you. And that was my evening, really.
Did you take them?
No. I was like, well, why would I want a tomato? Then a man came round with a massive box on his head. And he was like, look, I'm turning around. And on each side of the box were shows that were on at 4 o'clock in the morning that I might want to go and see. So he goes, okay, take it all in. And this side, take it all in. And then this side of the box, take it all in. Bye. And that was it. Just a normal day in Edinburgh, really. Hope you're right this afternoon. This is Scott. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen. Where are you?
I'm in Edinburgh at the moment.
You're in Edinburgh. How can I help?
I was just wondering, last night I was... quite disappointed about no Swanee Whistle.
What do you mean?
Is this a complaint?
Is it a complaint?
No, it's not a complaint as such. I was just slightly disappointed.
Were you at the One That Doesn't Speak show last night?
I was, yes.
Okay, so you got a ticket.
Yep.
Right, before you complain, tell me what you liked.
What did I like? Okay, Scott, I loved your striptease.
I did do a little striptease. Well, it wasn't a striptease. I was made... I didn't
you
know
put on this. Extra clothes and then took them off.
Yeah, and tried to do it in a slightly sexy way. It was a police
you
uniform.
Were conned into doing a policeman striptease, weren't you?
Yes, I was, yeah.
Basically, the One That Doesn't Speak recognised you from the bill, which you've been in, which is a starring role, mm-hmm. and then put you in a policeman's outfit. You were like, yes, let's look at me, I'm an actor. And then the stripping music came on.
And what didn't you like? Let's get to the negative.
No, there weren't so many negatives, there was no Swanee Whistle.
Oh, okay, and you were looking for the Swanee Whistle, because that is his kind of trademark. He just wanted to branch out and do something new, you know?
Uh-huh.
You can't do Swanee Whistle all your life.
It's like it's the disappointment you get when you go to see your favourite band and they only do the new ones.
Yeah.
And you're like, you spend 3 hours just stood there going, play the one I know!
Okay, so apart from that, though, a good show, you think?
Yep, Becky, I also love the fact that you didn't know much of the... words to the Queen song, yet everyone else in the audience seemed to.
Yeah, you were the only person that didn't know the words.
Do you know what? I stood up there, and it was the fear I had a stupid moustache stick on moustache, which because I was so nervous, I was sweating so much. Lovely. My moustache was falling off, and then the One That Doesn't Speak started playing the piano, and the fear just came over me. I was like, I don't know this one. Which one is this? Which one is this?
It's Bohemian Rhapsody.
But I didn't know it from the One That Doesn't Speak's piano playing.
I was in the audience right at the front going... just killed a man. Mouthing it to you because you didn't know the words.
It was me, like, Mama.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
I'm sorry about that.
Anyway, Stephen, thanks very much for coming to the show. Are you going to try and get tickets for Grimmie's one-man show tonight?
I will try, yeah.
Okay, where are you in Edinburgh right now?
Newington, so near Arthur's Seat.
Okay. Oh, right, near Arthur's Seat, which I can see out my window. Okay, well, we'll tell you where Becky is going to be with the free tickets about 5 o'clock, all right?
Okay.
You want to give me a high five?
Yes, I will.
Yes. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, day two. Loads of people asking when the video of the One That Didn't Speak's one-man show, kind of one-man show, will be up. We are working on it now. It will be very, very soon. I'll let you know when. Okay, our first guest this afternoon is Sarah Millican. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, most people come on this show because, you know, they want to promote their show at Edinburgh for a bit, and we go, where are you on? And then they say, and then some people might hear it on the radio and go, oh, I might go and see her, she's funny. But you don't need to do that. So why are you here?
Well, I've got an extra show.
Oh, right, and, okay, so you are here to plug something.
And a forthcoming tour.
Okay, right, so I wonder why you turned up. Because we tried to get tickets for your show here at Edinburgh and we can't get any, it's all sold out.
Well, I could probably sneak you in if you still really want to go. So.
Oh, can we?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Handy, okay.
You might have to sit on each other's knees, but I'm sure we could manage it.
No, that would be great. Because Rob the Boss came to see you last year, and it was a different show, wasn't it, last year?
Yes, it has to be a different show every year.
Oh, does it? Rubbish.
Yeah, it's a rule.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like if you went to see a band, you'd argue if they didn't do some of the old classics, but we can't do anything. It has to be brand new, not a single joke the same.
Is that
that's
right?
Why,
I didn't
that's
know
why
that.
We all cry if nobody comes.
So what was your show last year? Was it something about the difference between men and women?
Yes, it was typical woman, and it was the differences between men and women. And this year, there's no theme. Look at that, just pushing the boundaries of themes. So it's just all about me. I'm quite arrogant.
That's what you did last year, Scott.
Yeah.
You did Scott Mills the musical, all about him.
All about you, and was it fun?
It was great fun. I wasn't in it much. But it was a musical about me, just people singing about me.
Brilliant. Oh, lovely.
Brilliant for the ego, though, to be honest, Sarah. It's really good.
Did they do it into mirrors as well? That would be even better if it was doubled.
No, but just I remember in rehearsals, the first day I got there, I could hear people going, Scott's on the air. And I was like, okay, that's weird.
Wow.
They're singing about me.
You should have like the soundtrack in your house at all times.
I
like
have.
When you walk in,
I have.
It comes on.
Yeah. No, really, I have.
You're not even joking.
He's got a massive. No, he has got a massive poster of himself in his lounge.
How often do you get a musical about yourself? It's not going to happen again, is it?
No, you've got to grab that opportunity.
You really have. So tell us about what your show's like this time, then.
Well, it's kind of the stuff about my family and the stuff about how I'm not very good at relaxing, and I get suggestions from the audience on how to relax, and people say things like, you know, watching telly and have a drink, and one woman said she takes a bra off and has a good scratch, so you do get all types in the audience, so I don't think everybody
Does
has
that
to
help
do that,
or?
But you've never done it, have you, Pet?
No.
No, look at her face, she's never done it, you need
I'm
to try it.
I'm very confused. No, I'm not going to do it now.
No,
we're
I'm
on
not
the live cam.
By the way, we are being, this is going out on a live webcam at Radio 1 Online. So
if
just
we were not
you.
In the normal studios, I'd have whipped it off 2 minutes ago. But
if this wasn't, you know, visual, if this was just audio, I wouldn't have one on to start with, to be honest.
Okay, well, thanks for making the effort.
You're welcome. I like to try.
Now, I hear that you're so kind of nice and honest in your show. You're like, oh, hello, look at me, I'm little Sarah.
That's exactly how I start, with
relax.
The hands as well.
And then you get people to reveal quite personal stuff about themselves.
Yeah, I think it's just because I reveal quite a lot about me, so then they don't feel as on the spot because they know they already know a little bit about me, so they come out with their own sort of honest things as well. And I think just because I'm quite nice as well, I don't, you know, I'm not going to be horrible to anybody, you know. So.
Can you tell us, I mean, obviously without giving the whole show away, because you do want to sell tickets for the tour, can you tell us something you can say on the radio at 20 past 4 about yourself that you say in the show?
No.
Oh, right. It's,
no, it is
it's
quite,
all blue,
I am
is
quite,
it?
It's not blue. How old are you?
It's our new favourite phrase.
Is it a bit blue?
We've gone back to the 70s.
We certainly have.
We were doing the show.
It's my new favourite.
It's blue.
We should bring it back because I'm doing, on Wednesday night, I'm doing stand-up comedy.
Wow.
And I was worried about my jokes and I said, I think some of them are a bit blue.
We started talking about...
I've been watching so many comedy DVDs.
More like mauve because I'm blue and then quite nice and warm, sort of reds and pinks. So
okay.
Bit of lilac.
I'm lilac.
Yeah, we were talking about the word blue last week. It's quite an old school 70s comedian
yes,
word,
like
but we're going to try and bring it back.
Well, I am blue then.
I think I might ask everyone that comes on the show today if their material's a bit blue. So do you kind of lull them into a state of niceness, you know, and then so they'll tell you absolutely anything?
They won't tell me. They'll only tell me what they want to tell me. I'm not, you know, nobody's being tortured at this point. You know, it's all very pleasant and very nice. But I think it's just because I am quite nice and they know that they're not going to be, you know, badgered or anything. And people are sometimes quite honest about what they want. You know, they want to tell you. Like, I've got a question in my show, have you broken anything in the bedroom, for example? And people come out with all sorts of things like, you know, promises and lamps and filthy things, you know, because that's the kind of audience I seem to attract. People are a bit rude and clumsy.
Oh, okay.
It's good to know.
Bit blue.
Bit blue.
Bit blue and a bit clumsy. It's the best combination.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
When are you on? Will you shout out? Do you promise you'll shout out?
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Of course I'll shout out. When are you on?
20 past 8 at the Stand, and my extra show is at the Assembly Rooms on the 25th at 8:15.
Oh,
so that'll be, yeah, people will be a little bit more tanked up. That might
be
even more
then.
Fun. Yeah, I'll rank up the blueness for you.
Yeah, please do.
I'll be positively navy that night.
What's it like seeing yourself on posters everywhere all over Edinburgh, like your big face staring down at you?
My face is big, thanks.
No, I mean on the poster, obviously they're not real size.
It depends, not to
scale.
There's one advertising Radio 4 with my face on, and that's from last year, and I look a lot older and fatter since then, so that's quite depressing looking at that one. But the normal ones, it's fine, you sort of get used to it. It's weird when people put bubbles, sometimes people put a bubble out your mouth and
I've
then write terrible things in it. That's quite upsetting.
Someone's drawn a moustache on Grimmie's one behind us there.
Oh, I've seen a lot worse than that though.
Graffiti.
It just seems to be all in the same handwriting. It's just one really witty, horrible person.
I saw a terrible one someone had done to Jimmy Carr yesterday.
Oh,
with
bless
the bubble
him.
Out of the mouth, I know.
Oh, no. I'll look out for that one then. Thanks.
Yeah. Is it just me that has strange experiences in Edinburgh, or does it happen to everybody? Is it that just the spirit of the festival?
I think it is a little bit like that. I'm quite boring. I don't really go out and get drunk and stuff. So right. We do chips and home. So we finish gigs and then we go chips and home. So we probably miss out on all the excitement that you're perhaps creating.
Well, no, just to give you an example, Sarah, first night I was here, I got sat on by a burlesque chav called Kiki Kaboom. Then
Was she definitely burlesque, or was she just underdressed?
No, she claimed to be burlesque.
Oh, really?
It was
okay.
Her act.
Oh, right, okay, fair.
Yesterday,
enough.
The cast of 40 Towers brought in some industrial-sized toilet roll. And then last night, an Australian woman sat down next to me, told me her life story, and offered me a whole punnet of tomatoes from her bag.
Oh, from her bag. See, I often carry satsumas, but tomatoes is weird.
Tomatoes and a lemon,
aren't they? That's different from satsumas.
But you're just chips and home.
Yeah, pretty much chips and home. That's me all over. Nothing really weird happens to me because you've got to go out and look for it. I think you're looking for weirdness.
You just attract it.
You just attract it. Like a weird magnet.
That's me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, it's really good to have you on today. Thank you very much
for coming in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a few texts coming in today about our appearance on the Chris Moyles show this morning when we were in bed together. I don't see what's
Did
wrong
with
that.
Did you say that?
Yeah, of course I said that. He said, it's Bucky and Babadil. And I said,
Why did he ask that?
Huh?
Why did he ask that?
Because you could hear your voice was really...
No, because
you
gave it away that we were in bed together. You were like, oh, Becky's here.
That's what we do. We have pyjama parties all the time at Radio 1. That's what we do. Right, coming up, I have got some more music.
You do.
Rihanna, what?
Well, I don't know how many other presenters have pyjama parties with their production team.
Does no one else?
I don't think so. Can you imagine Fern and producer Stewie?
I'm quite enjoying us all living together in that house in Edinburgh. I'd quite like to...
It was weird when I thought someone had called my name this morning. I opened my bedroom door and there was you coming out of the bathroom in your boxer shorts. And I thought, oh...
I know. That's what a lot of people say.
That could have been Richard. No. Yeah. So then I came in your room and jumped in your bed and then we spoke to Chris Moyles on the phone.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
No, I'm quite enjoying it.
Too much information.
I was going to suggest, if it's still this much fun on Friday, I'd quite like to live together all the time. No?
Oh, dear.
Just me then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tom Wrigglesworth is here. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
You all right?
I'm absolutely fine, yeah. How are you?
I'm very good. I like your jumper, actually.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah. Like yeah. Bought it in Los Angeles.
Did you?
Yes.
Exotic. How's your Edinburgh experience so far?
So far, it's been a bit of a struggle, really, Scott, because I came here quite unprepared. I'm still working day and night on my show to improve it, and I've nearly cracked it halfway through. I've had a few major breakthroughs, and I think I'm nearly there.
Most people, don't they write their show and have it ready like 6 months before or something?
That is ideal. That would be ideal, and that's what I did last year. But then last year, I unwittingly got quite... a successful response, or had a good response, and then had to tour it. So I did a tour, and then I went to New Zealand, and I went to Canada, and then there was the World Cup. I finished that last show in mid-July.
Right.
So I had to cobble a new one together in sort of 3 weeks.
I didn't know you had to do a new show every time.
Well, you can cheat and come back with the same show from last year, but that is, I mean, you know...
Is that unheard of? Or
it's a little bit. Is
it breaking the rules?
Slightly. It's a bit underhand.
Oh, OK.
It's just simply like releasing another album that's exactly that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I say always, like, it's like releasing one album and then a greatest hits.
Yeah.
You haven't really, you know...
So you're fine-tuning your show at Edinburgh as you go along?
Yes. But everyone does that to an extent, but I'm doing it massively. I'm making sweeping, huge changes every night.
Because, what, some of it you just don't get a laugh, or what?
Some of it's confusing, some of it's not funny, some of it doesn't really resonate. A plethora of reasons why.
So if you, like, imagine you get tickets to your show twice, it could be a completely different experience.
Yeah. And I've actually, I would say to people that have come and seen it so far, come again. And it will be it'll be a lot better. I'll let you in for free and everything. It's been good fun. I've been enjoying it. But it really, the Fringe should be about that. It should be about experimenting and messing about, I think. But because it's become so, you know, under a microscope and become so critically important for a lot of people, that you are expected to have it ready, and it doesn't really give you the freedom to make mistakes. But I'm happily making them anyway. Yeah.
Your show this year is about weddings, right?
Loosely, yeah.
Okay. tell us about that. What happens in it?
Well, I got married this year. And it's a story. Basically, last year I helped an old woman, and then this year I nearly killed one. And that's nothing to do with my wedding, but it all happened at the same time. I went to Las Vegas and got married. Yeah. And stuff happened that was quite calamitous. And that's pretty much what's documented in the hour.
Okay. The whole hour? God, a lot happened.
A lot did happen, yeah. But it's an hour-long show, isn't it?
Can you tell us that? I'm intrigued as to why you nearly killed an old lady.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to give away the
story.
It's hooks like that that make these events worthwhile me doing, isn't it?
That's supposed to send a little ping in my head. Exactly. Oh, I might get a show to go and see Tom Brigglesworth. I'll go and do that.
I've not come on here to give you a potted...
a 5 minute. Yeah. Have you got any good reviews so far?
A couple, yes.
Okay. Yes. How many stars? On some of them. What was the biggest star? Four stars.
Four, oh. Yes.
Ever got five stars?
I have previously. I got plenty of five stars last year. I'm not boasting, but yeah.
The one that didn't speak here did a show last night.
So I hear.
I've still got mine to do on Thursday. Becky's doing one tomorrow. Tonight it's Nick Grimshaw from Radio 1. He's doing one. Team Hate. About everything he hates.
Team Hate. Oh, yeah. What do you do? Just talk about stuff you don't like?
Yeah, it's like a top 50 of things he really doesn't like in a PowerPoint presentation.
Right. Yeah.
No.
No. I think it's a good formula to mine.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Let me just read you some of the review from the one that doesn't speak show. The only review that we've got so far.
Okay.
This really shouldn't have worked. And with anyone else on stage, in front of any other audience, it would have been like watching the accounts department do their turn at the office Christmas party. But with this home crowd and with the array of recognisable names off the radio, it was chaotic brilliance. Is this good or not? Listen, there is no admission price anywhere that would buy you this scene at any other event than a Radio 1 show like this. I can't work out whether that's a good or bad.
I don't know if that's...
I think it's good.
Damned by faint praise or praised by slight damned.
The crowd adored every moment of this unorthodox spectacle. That's quite good, isn't it? For the audience tonight, it was worth five stars all the way. Five stars.
Five stars.
Five stars.
You can't complain.
What a show. You can't complain with that.
Yeah.
So, when you got five stars, obviously you got quite a lot last year. What happened next? Because, that's when people came and approached you about doing a tour.
Yes, exactly.
He just needs to know what's going to happen next.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, brace yourself for a rollercoaster ride of a show business career. I was whisked away to... all sorts of places, and thoroughly enjoyed myself. It was really rock and roll.
And then
what will happen? You'll be able to do it so much, and then you'll suddenly be able to do another one 3 weeks after you finish the last one. You'll get all in the tiz, and before you know it, you'll be on this show, sat here, and
trying to sell some tickets.
Exactly. It's a massive circle.
Well, listen, how long have you got to run? So you've got another couple of weeks?
Up here, about halfway, 2 more weeks, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's all of August, isn't
it? A different show every night.
As it stands, but it should settle down. It should settle down.
Tom, thank you very much for coming in today to see us.
It's
Tom Wrigglesworth, everybody. The Scott Mills Daily. Well, Gilbert just asked me what that was. Was that because you hated it or loved it?
Are we live?
We're live. We're live on Radio 1. Please don't swear.
In that case, it's because I liked it so much and I wanted to go out and buy it straight after I get away from here.
Mm.
If we'd been off here, it'd be a totally different answer.
Oh, okay. Oh, excellent. It's 5:13 and this is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Rod Gilbert's here. Now, you're just looking super relaxed right now, Rod.
I am. I'm feeling super relaxed. There's a reason for that, and that's because I haven't started. My festival run has not started, so everyone else is wandering around under the crushing weight of reviews and poor audiences, and they're probably depressed by now, I imagine. We're about two 2 weeks into the festival, and I haven't started, so I'm literally wandering around with a little sunny, you know, with a sunshine above my head.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
So, when do you start?
I think I start on Saturday. I don't even know venue is, and I don't care. Couldn't care less.
Really?
No, couldn't care less. And I'm doing the same show as I did last year, so I'm not worried about reviewers coming in.
I thought that broke the rules.
Hey? Of course it does, but I don't need to play by the rules anymore. Look at me.
Look at you now.
I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah. I like that attitude.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. I don't care. I'm doing last year's show, and I'm doing it for 8 nights. Who says you have to come up here with a new show every year and do 20-odd nights in a row? No, you don't. Look at me.
Yeah. Done all right, haven't you?
Yeah. And what are you, Radio 1 lot, you lot are coming up here and doing one night, apparently.
Well, we're doing a one-man show, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all new material, though.
Yeah, you don't play by the rules either, do you?
No, really not. It was the one that didn't speak show last night. He did very well.
Yeah, he was just telling me about that. It was a 1 hour in the company of a person that doesn't speak.
Yeah, it was good. He talked to the audience through music. And it wasn't really a one-man show.
When you say talk to the audience through music, do you mean he just put music on?
Well, no, you know,
and hope the audience understood.
For instance, he'd have on his laptop, "Hello" by Lionel Richie. Then they'd go, "Hello" back.
Oh God, that must have taken a while.
It got a bit tiresome.
What happened after "Hello"?
Then he would drag a member of the audience on stage and play Eminem. Hi, my name is, and they'd have to go, "Becky."
Right. It sounds like one of the most tedious concept shows I've ever heard of.
But then it was spruced up by special guests.
Well, really? So it was a one-man show with special guests?
Yeah. I was on stage doing a little striptease.
I tell you what, it's just got a lot worse in my head.
Yeah, I know. Then it got better. Eliza Doolittle was
on. It's gone from tedious to really unappetizing.
Yeah. And then Katie Tunstall did a little turn as well.
Oh, it's just got better.
Yeah. It was really good. Well, whilst wearing a tinfoil hat. So that really brought it alive at the end. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go
A real, actual tinfoil hat, or just some tinfoil in the shape of a hat?
Well, I've got a confession to make. The house that we're staying in at the moment, the tinfoil is from that house, and it's not ours, but we will replace it.
You were telling me just off air a minute ago that you were staying in, because everybody, all comedians and everybody comes up to Edinburgh and we all stay. Basically, the population of Edinburgh clears off and normally empties out their flats and apartments, and we all rent them out for extortionate sums of money.
Because
the people of Edinburgh long ago caught on the fact that they could rip us off properly, which is what they do year on year. But you told me earlier that you're staying in a house where the people haven't taken their stuff away. You've still got photos of them on the mantelpiece. That's a bit weird.
Well, what's happened, it's like they just left one day and have never come back, because there's like a doll's house in one of the rooms.
So are you in like a bedroom with like a photo of one of the kids on the wall and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh really? Are you sitting in the lounge? Have you turned the pictures of them round on the mantelpiece?
No, I don't want to touch them. I feel bad if I touch
them. I would turn
the
pictures of them round on
would
the mantelpiece.
You?
Yeah. Where are they? Are they in the shed or something? Are they in the? Where have they gone?
They might be in the basement or something. I don't know. It's a bit odd. It is a bit strange. But
really strange. When you rent a flat off somebody, you don't expect them to leave all their stuff.
Well,
do you?
It came in handy because we needed to nick the tinfoil.
Well, I suppose. Yeah.
The Katie Tunstall hat.
Tinfoil is counted as a domestic appliance in the kitchen, I think. Tinfoil, but you don't want to be leaning under the pillow and reaching, getting old hankies out from under the pillow and things.
I found some pants and stuff in my room. Well, in the drawers, yeah.
Have you? Left their underwear in the drawers?
Yeah, they've left everything. It's like they've gone out one day and went, right, we'll come back later and haven't come back. It's a bit weird.
Have you actually found it useful yet? Have you actually started wearing their pants?
No, I haven't gone that far.
Because I know what you're like. I know you hate washing clothes.
I haven't resorted to that yet. By Friday, though, there's even a Tracy Beaker room where, you know, there's obviously a three-year-old
Scott, I'm 41. I've got no idea who Tracy Beaker is.
All right, she's a bit big in the world of kids' TV.
Right.
Yeah, so tell us about your flat. Obviously, there's not been anyone living there before, no?
No, I'm doing what any sane, normal person does when they rent a flat. I'm renting a flat that is empty and, you know, and there's nobody's pictures on the walls or their pants in a drawer. It's quite standard stuff, to be honest. Same as when I go to a hotel room, I expect there to be nothing in there apart from a Gideon's Bible. I wouldn't expect to open a drawer and say, oh, look, there's pants in here, ready to use. Ready to go. Oh, and the wardrobe's full of stuff. Somebody's thought ahead. No, the house is empty, man. That's normal. That's normal.
Okay. Yeah. Right, we obviously just got a bit of a different one then.
Yeah. Pass that back to Radio 1. One of your stipulations, if you do come up next year, is that you want somewhere that you can move in that is empty.
All right, cool.
Apart from foil, obviously.
Yeah. You're not here that long, are you? You start at the weekend.
I start at the weekend and then I'm doing... it's not the most exhausting schedule in the history of comedy. I'm doing 8 nights over 9 days.
That's because you can.
That's because I suppose I can, yeah. Well, I did this show in Edinburgh last year I played to 10,000 people here last year, so I thought not many people are going to want to come back and see it again. So I'm doing an 8-night run.
Ticket sales going well, though?
I've got no idea.
I like it. You don't know where you're playing.
I don't know where it is. I don't know where the venue is.
You are.
I do. I know it's the ICC, the big conference centre venue, and I know it starts on Saturday, but I couldn't tell you where the conference centre is. I've got no idea.
And you're not even worried about it?
No.
No. Love that. I love the relaxed attitude.
Yeah, well, I think it's the way to go. I've changed.
Gareth in Aberdeen has just texted in. He's coming to see you on Wednesday.
Oh, that's going to be a bad night, Gareth.
You're not going to be
I've got
form.
A dentist appointment about an hour before the show.
So you're mouth for the good on number. Gareth, he'd love you to slag off his girlfriend Joanne, though, on stage.
Would he?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it now if you want. Gareth, she's an idiot. Dump her. Joanne, you're dumped. Consider yourself dumped. Good work, Gareth. See you Wednesday.
All right, so Gareth's going to have to find someone else to come with him now.
No, me and Gareth are going out after the show. I tell you what, I can't talk to him. I've been to the dentist, but you chat him up. And we come back to my flat. Perfect.
Even the poster of your show is the same as last year.
Same, but have you noticed I've changed the head?
Have you?
Yeah, it's the same poster. It's the same show as last year, so I've got the same poster, but I thought I've had my hair cut in the meantime, haven't I? I've cut all my hair off.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
So we've literally just slotted a new head onto the old poster.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. With you stroking the cat.
It's the same cat.
Yeah. I didn't realise it was a new head on that.
Yeah, it's a new head.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, I don't suppose you would. I don't suppose you'd remember the head of last year's
Rod
poster.
Rod Gilbert's new head. No, yeah. I didn't. No.
If you were the type of person who remembered the head on my last year's poster, I'd be worried.
Yeah. You can come round to our flat and have a look at everything.
I don't want to come round to your flat. It sounds weird, mate.
It's a really nice garden and everything. It's
I'm
really
sure
nice.
It is.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Unfortunately, there's a family living in it. I don't like the sound of it, honestly. No, it genuinely sounds a bit weird.
Okay, cool. Have you had a chance to go and see anything at Edinburgh yet?
I've seen loads.
Have you?
Because I'm not doing a show.
Because you're a punter. I'm a punter. Around.
Yeah, I'm relaxing. Normally, I see about one show a year. I've seen six in the last 3 days, which is the equivalent of what I've seen over the last 6 years when I've been putting shows on up here all the time.
Anything good?
Yes, some wonderful stuff and some absolute rubbish. I'll talk about the wonderful stuff, shall
I? Yeah, well, you can say about the rubbish, it's just don't name any names.
No, I'm not going to name any names of the rubbish, because that's the beauty of the Edinburgh Festival, isn't it? You know, it's one man's meat, isn't it? Some people will come to my show next week and think mine is absolute rubbish, you know, people will think it's absolute genius, you know, and the truth is, of course, that it lies somewhere roughly in the middle of that.
What did you see that was good?
I saw Paul Foote, who is sublime, not for everyone. There were people in there looking very bemused.
What does he do?
You can't explain what he does. It's impossible. He doesn't have a comedy brain like any normal person. He doesn't have a brain like any normal person. He's just a weirdo. He's a freak, basically. But
excellent.
Go and see him. He's hilarious. Mark Watson, I saw the other day, to make a name that you'll probably know a bit more familiar with. He was very good. And I can't remember. I've seen six. I've seen so many.
Do you only go and see comedy, or do you go and see some random stuff as well?
I'm going to see some random stuff. I'm going to see Antonio Forgione slap his guitar around.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah, and that, there's nothing sinister about that. He just he plays it and then taps it a bit.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean he just trashes it into walls and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that random, though. He's just playing the guitar.
He doesn't just go on stage with a guitar and a can of Stella and then start whacking it around the place. I'm not saying that. Other weird lagers are available.
I was sat on by a burlesque chav on the first night.
Yeah, that's a weird show, that one.
Yeah,
and it's Come and Get Sat On. I've seen the posters.
Yeah, that's right. Come and Get Sat On.
Yeah. I've Come and Get Sat On by a chav. That's a weird poster, that. And I've got a feeling there's a different head on it this year, that poster as well.
She's had a haircut since.
I'm sure it was Russell Grant's head on that tab last year.
What do you do in the evenings when you're here?
What do I do in the evenings?
Yeah, apart from obviously when you're playing.
Well, that's when I'm playing, you know, and I don't go and see shows when I'm playing because that's when I'll be all depressed and all under the, oh, God, I've got to do a show and all that. But at the moment, well, that's when I'm coming alive and going out to see shows. And at the Edinburgh Festival, of course, for us comedians, is the biggest, you know, party of the calendar, really. This is where all the world's comedians are here under one Edinburgh roof, and it all goes a bit bonkers.
Yeah.
You know, fair to say.
So you do go out a bit after the shows?
Oh, I go out almost every night, I think, yes. Mm. Yes. Okay. I had a quiet one last night, got in a fall. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone seems to be on a different body clock here.
Yeah, you are. Talking of body clocks, I've just put a battery in my watch for the first time in 3 years.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's how much I'm on holiday. I've had this watch on every day for 3 years. The battery stopped 3 years ago. I know that because it was Edinburgh 2007 and the battery stopped. I've worn the watch every day for 3 years since, and roughly every 20 minutes to half an hour, as you normally would, I've checked the time for the last 3 years on a watch that didn't work at all. And every single time I've checked it, I've forgotten that I checked it half an hour earlier. And I get irritated that it's 3 o'clock still. And I think I must put a battery in this watch. And I've just done it. At 4:05 today, I put a new battery in for the first time in 3 years.
Congratulations, Rod.
Unbelievable.
See? Isn't it? It's just all the things you get to do when you've got a bit of time off.
Absolutely. You know? This is a holiday for me. I'm doing things like, well, all the things normal people do on holiday, replacing watch batteries.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Thanks very much for coming in. A lot of people loving you and coming to see you in the next few days. Days on the tech, so not until Saturday, obviously, because that'd be weird.
I'm not doing anything. You can come all
around your flat. And we'll see you very soon. Good luck with the show starting
Thank
on Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday. Cheers,
no
guys.
Idea where, but on Saturday.
Yeah, no idea where. Look it up. Yeah. Shut up.
Thanks, Rod. Okay, we are going to play from the live lounge with Sarah Cox earlier. You'll like this, Rod. Actually, you might want to stay for it. It's Roll Deep. In the live lounge.
Oh, if I go out, can I listen to it on radio?
Yeah, you can. It's all over the country, apparently.
Perfect.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think I've just broken my headphones. Good. Excellent. Good. We're live from Edinburgh, the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. This is Scott Mills. Hello. Thank you very much to Rod Gilbert for coming in. He was excellent as always. If you want to see us on the live webcam, we're on there now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see our small and temporary studio, as somebody kindly put it on the text. Hi, Lucy. She was like, is that where you're normally broadcasting from? It looks very small and temporary and like a mobile disco. No, we're in Edinburgh this week at the festival. That's why. So I sat in the Pleasance Courtyard, which, as Grimmy described it last night, quite accurately, is like a Christmas market. That's what it looks like, but with kind of less hot wine and more plastic cups of lager, and no Christmas things on sale, obviously. But lots of tickets on sale for different shows. Look, this is the sound of the Pleasance Courtyard now. Yeah, quite busy. Just people having a drink with friends, sitting under large yellow umbrellas and looking at what's on tonight. There's so much stuff on, thousands and thousands of shows. Everywhere becomes a venue in Edinburgh over the month of August. Becky, right now, is somewhere in Edinburgh, and she's got some tickets for Nick Grimshaw's one-man show, which is tonight. Hello!
Hello, I've been sent to a shed.
You're in a shed?
I'm in an actual shed. It's amazing. I've never been in a shed before. I've never had my own shed. And now I've got my own shed, and it's brilliant. I think I've made it.
What are you on about?
Today, to give away these tickets, I am in the Shed box office, which is in the Sea Venue Courtyard on Cowgate. It's opposite Blair Street and next door to the Globe Bar.
All right.
So if you want a pair of tickets to see Grimmy's Team Hate tonight, come down to Sea Venue's Courtyard and collect one of 40 pairs of tickets from me.
Okay.
You have to be over 18, and please don't run.
Do not run and carrying scissors or anything like that. Just make sure you get there really safely, please.
Yeah, come and see me in my shed in the Sea Venues Courtyard on Cowgate.
Okay, so it's the Shed box office, mm-hmm. and it's Sea Venues Courtyard on Cowgate in Edinburgh. Is it opposite Blair Street and next door to the Globe Bar? Oh, I thought so. So if you want to see Nick Grimshaw's one-man show tonight, it's called Team Hate. Get down if you're over 18 and you can make it to the show. You get a free pair of tickets from Becky right now. I'll speak to you very soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Arj Barker is here. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Thanks for coming in to see us.
Pleasure.
We are being kind of live-streamed at the moment.
I know, I saw the... hello.
BBC.
Saw the camera there.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. And he's got sunglasses on because he can't see a thing without them.
Yeah, because I'm nearsighted.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm farsighted.
Farsighted.
I'm the one where I can see near, I can read a book, but I can't read a sign. I can't read a book from 100 feet away.
But now you've got those on, you can see me fine.
Yeah, I can see.
Hello.
Sweet.
Hello.
That's why the reason I pointed out is because you think, who's this guy with his sunglasses indoors? You know? What does he think? He's only playing 150-seater.
Now, most people will know you, obviously, from Flight of the Conchords.
Well, a fair few. Yeah, more people than anything else, probably, because I played a character called Dave on Flight of the Conchords, an amazing opportunity, which sort of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And became a bigger thing than I ever imagined. Yeah. Just the show, yeah, people love it.
What's your show here?
My show here is called Let Me Do the Talking. It's a stand-up. I've always been a stand-up since, 17, 18 years.
Mm.
And so I'm just doing what I've been doing the longest and what I probably do best, which is stand up. So it's a stand up show here at the Assembly Rooms in Edinburgh. Okay.
Do you go to a lot of festivals, comedy festivals, all over the world?
Well, I've been to a fair few. I've extensively done the festivals in Australia, such as Melbourne International Comedy Festival and Adelaide Fringe, which is an amazing festival, which used to be every other year, but now it's every year because they said, this is too fun, why are we taking a year off? Yeah. And I've done Montreal, Aspen back in the day.
Yeah. How does this one compare in Edinburgh?
Well, this is the biggest festival by a long shot, I would say. Mm. If you, especially when you factor in all the other shows, all the different types of theater, but even the comedy portion of it's bigger than any other festival that I know of. It's as long as any of them. I don't know any that go longer than what Edinburgh does. Mm. And it's just massive, and it's grown so much since when I did it. Originally, I actually did my own show at Edinburgh from 97 to 2000. Then over the last 10 years, I've been sort of working more in Australia and in the States as a stand-up, little acting. But and I come back, and it's like, it's the same. I mean, it's grown like by, I don't know, must have grown by 5 times.
Last year was my first year here, and I loved it so much, and we just thought we've got to come back and do the show again. It was so good.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, it's, yeah, I mean, yeah, everyone loves it. It's just, to me, I've seen the difference how it's grown. Because it used to be like, I don't even remember posters back in the old. I think you'd go, oh, there's a couple posters, interesting. And now, I mean, am I wrong? You cannot escape the posters. It's like, reminds me of that movie Brazil, you know, where there was just...
There's posters absolutely everywhere, and everywhere is a venue. I mean, literally the smallest room, there's something going on in it.
Yeah, it's true, true.
And obviously,
somebody doing a show in the men's room.
Yeah, no, there really is. And obviously getting flyered all the time. There's hundreds of people just handing out flyers going, come and see this, it's free. Come and see this, it's not free. Come and see this, it's weird or whatever. So yeah, it's there's a lot going on.
It's almost overwhelming. But if that's what you wanted to do, is see a lot of shows, I guess you couldn't beat this festival.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of people. I see people I've known. I haven't seen someone for 5 years, 10 years. I just saw Rod Gilbert on his way out.
Yeah, we just had him in.
And he's a good buddy, and I haven't seen him for probably a couple of years because he came out to Australia a few times. We did shows in there and in New Zealand. So it's really nice to see all run into all these faces.
Yeah. So you get to meet up some old comedy friends as well.
Yeah, loads, yeah. Oh, some of them, I'd like, have you ever seen someone and you like forgot? It wasn't because you didn't like them.
Forgot they existed?
Yeah, it's been so long. You go, oh my God, that guy. Wait, I remember that guy. And then it's like another chapter of your life. It's like skipping back to like 10 chapters in your life and think, man, okay. But it all comes back. But I have to admit, and I won't say who, I have run into people that I know, but I have no idea how I know them.
Oh, really?
It's been that long.
And then, oh, hi, how are you? And you're like,
a lot of years on the road. Yeah. You know, a lot of late nights, a lot of... And so the memory's not like, you know, it's not terrible, but...
Do you do the thing where you pretend that you do know who they are, even though you don't really?
To some extent, but I won't overdo it. But I'm genuinely happy to see them.
Yeah.
But I won't, like, start saying, oh, my God, it's so great to see you. Like, I'm not going to be, like, super phony.
Yeah.
But for the sake of not hurting someone's feelings, I would definitely, you know, say, hey, it's great to see you. But that's not technically a lie. Because it can be great to see somebody for the first time, or it could be great to see somebody who you vaguely is familiar.
You'll never see ever again, probably.
And if I'm not sure, the worst, though, is when you see somebody and you're not sure if you've met them.
Yeah.
And you have no idea their name. But you don't want to insult them a bit. Hi, my name's Arj. Yeah, we met. I'm so-and-so's girlfriend. Well, we met. You know, we went fishing together in New Zealand, whatever. So I always do the, hey, great to see you.
Yeah.
Because no one could say what that...
It's
when
not
you're,
really a lie, is it?
No, it's just a general thing. It is great to see you for now.
Yeah.
The first time, for the 10th time, doesn't matter. It's an ageless and honest thing to say.
One more thing. Our friend Nick, Nick Grimshaw, who's on Radio 1, is doing a show tonight.
Yep.
First time he's ever done anything like this. Very cool yesterday, very calm about it. Now he is terrified. Do you still get nervous, and what advice would you give?
Oh, he's doing a show here.
Yeah, this man here with the poster behind me.
Oh, he ought not to be too nervous about it. What's he, a stand-up?
No, he's a radio and TV presenter. He's a stand-up now.
He's doing a live show.
Yeah, he's doing a show about everything he hates.
Well, he should... I mean, we all get nervous, but what I always remember is that, you know, at the end of the day, we're doing light entertainment. You do your best, and and honestly read the news and think about how lucky you are just to be out at a beautiful festival, and then it kind of takes a seriousness away from it. It puts it in perspective.
I'll pass that on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in perspective, you know, it's just a bit of fun.
Okay. Oh, I've just been told that all of Grimmy's tickets for his show tonight, because we're giving them away for free at a certain place in Edinburgh, they've all gone. So if you are heading towards the Shed box office, which is in the Sea Venue courtyard on Cowgate, opposite Blair Street and next to the Globe Bar, then turn back, because all the tickets are now gone. And Arj Bakker, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Grimmy.
Hey.
All right.
No. I'm a little bit excited. I kind of feel like, you know, when you've got an exam and you feel like you've revised enough, so you just want it to start. I feel like this is quite a torturous time that I'm at now.
It's Grimmy's one-man show tonight
at
the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, and you're a sellout, darling.
I'm a sellout.
You're a give-out, because we didn't sell them.
I'm a give-out. That's so much worse. Yeah.
It's good, though.
Yeah,
those people there, weren't they, Becky?
Yeah. Were there people who were like, who hated me, do you think, or people who liked me?
No, no, just no, they love you.
Okay.
It's brilliant.
Stop being
when
so
you
insecure.
It's brilliant when you get loads of people and they come and they're like, Grim, oh no, God. And you're like, are you here for Grimmy's show? And they're like, yeah. And then a wristband. And you're like, yeah.
Where did you go?
No, they'd just been running.
No, I know they'd been running, where did you go? Where was the meeting place?
I thought you were doing some rude joke. Yeah. we were at the Sea Venues down the road.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's very exciting.
So they're all
exciting,
very excited. I said it was going to be a brilliant show. Laugh a minute. I said you won't regret coming to this. It's amazing. Just told it like it is.
Oh, God, it could be awful, though.
It won't.
Sometimes I read through it and I think, oh, this is funny. And then sometimes I think this is the worst idea I've ever had.
We've rehearsed our show, my show, so much now that I'm not sure it's funny
that's
at all.
It, overdoing it. Yeah,
well,
that's
but it's got to be done. Yeah.
Have you got yourself a pointer yet?
No, where's my pointer?
What do you need?
You sound like such a diva then.
Where's my pointer? Look, I need a pointer.
We tried to get a top hat for the one that didn't speak yesterday. That didn't happen.
So. In rehearsals today, they said, we've got a pen.
Okay. Oh, you want a proper pointer, do you, off of teachers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Quite like to whip the board.
Oh, you should have told me. I went costume shopping today.
Oh.
For my costume.
Get pointers. It's quarter past six
I thought you were
going
to offer him one of your pointers.
I went to some brilliant shops earlier on West Nicholson Street in Glasgow. There's a whole, like, Edinburgh.
Big trip.
is your third shopping trip for your outfit.
Well, I was going to go to Glasgow today. That's why I got them confused. But then I ended up going to Edinburgh because they were like, yeah, we've got some ABBA costumes. They weren't right. They were just disco outfits.
Oh, okay.
They weren't
what
the right thing.
What are you looking
thing.
For
I'm looking for a trouser suit, if you ask.
Okay.
you asked.
It's a dangerous look, that.
I know.
So you get mammal toe.
Yeah, yeah.
Going on, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen. Yeah. Be warned. Don't sit at the front.
Watch
on
out.
Thursday. Would you like to hear some of the clips of the show that got a 5-star review?
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Who from?
From Broadway Baby.
Okay. It's always good to ask that question, because he could have done his own.
Yeah.
No one actually checked up until now, did they?
This is the one that doesn't speak show last night, a 5-star review. I did have it down here somewhere, but I seem to have mislaid it. But it just said that it was really good.
Okay.
And Radio 1 listeners would have loved it. No one else would have got it. Basically.
Chaotic brilliance or something, wasn't it?
Chaotic brilliance, that's what you want. Oh, there it is.
Oh, it's highlighted.
Well, yeah. He's highlighted the bits I want to read out.
Okay.
This has gone to his head.
There is no admission price anywhere that would buy you this scene at any other event than a Radio 1 show like this. I don't understand that sentence, but I think it's good.
Yeah.
it really shouldn't have worked, and with anyone else on stage in front of any other audience, it would have been like watching the accounts department do their turn at the office Christmas party. But with this home crowd and with the array of recognisable names, it was chaotic brilliance.
Hey! Yay. Chaotic brilliance.
That's it. Go on, one that don't speak. You can put that on your poster next year. Chaotic brilliance. I'm going to play you some
next
clips
next year.
Now.
Okay.
No.
There's not going to be next
no.
We're definitely not coming next year.
I'd like to come, just not do a show.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's do that.
The 5-star review was probably helped along by the fact that there were a couple of special guests in the one-man show last night. Katie Tunstall came on stage. Well, she only lives around the corner. And here she is.
Drag her out.
Here she is teaching the one that doesn't speak how to beatbox.
She's
had to leave the country now, today. Like she's left to go to America. I don't know if it's anything to do with the embarrassment or whatever, or whether she has an appointment there. I don't know. Now, this bit was good. he didn't really know what to do on this bit. She just asked him to act out the words of the song.
I'm going to dedicate this one to the one that doesn't speak. This is called Still a Weirdo. He's agreed to do music and movement.
He didn't. Spontaneous.
You can put your wig back on if it gives you more of a character. Maybe you could act out the words.
That he didn't know what to do there at all. So he just pointed to her and went, he was weirdo. Just,
and then he was body popping. And then he was blowing kisses at one point. I think that was the lip service.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
She could have warned him about that, to be fair.
Oh, no, his rocket was good. Do you remember when there's a lyric in the song about you lift me up like a rocket or something, and he did pointy hands above his head and
can
then jumped
the
to
rocket?
The ceiling? Do the rocket for us now on the cam.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Live rocket, yeah. Here we go, like from the one that doesn't speak.
We're on a live webcam, by the way. Yeah. Live webcam, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Moon landed.
But the audience loved it. Listen to the end. This is right at the end of the show.
So the SCSC, why the hell the one that doesn't speak means so much to me?
Wow.
There was even a standing ovation, but he was so knackered that he was just in the cupboard next to the stage. And he missed the whole thing. I was like, you've got to come back out. You've got a standing ovation. He's like,
I like the panic cupboard that there is before there you go is. On. There's not wings. There's a little cupboard.
It's just a cupboard of panic.
Yeah, you just get in the panic cupboard. I want it all padded tonight before I go in it.
You'll be in there tonight?
Does that not really scare you, though, hearing that massive round of applause, which is amazing for the one that doesn't speak, but because he's like the first one, he's set the bar now. And
okay,
we're
Becky,
kind of.
Yeah.
But it's really scary to me, thinking, people aren't going to clap.
It's all fine.
They see ours.
Tomorrow, you'll be sat here at this time, and it'll all be over.
I just said that to Becky. I was like, think this time tomorrow, I'll be over it, and you'll feel like I do now.
Yeah. And then the day after, I'll feel like both of you felt.
But this time on Thursday for both of us, amazing.
Yay!
Just not for you,
all three of you, apart from me.
Yeah.
Are you going to stick around for a bit?
Yeah, I will do, definitely. Okay. Yeah, I think I've not eaten food yet today, because I've been so stressed out. It's not even been thinking, like, I can't eat. I've not even thought about it. Yeah. So I'm just in a weird anxiety mood. But I think get some food, one more run through maybe, and then do it.
Where do you do your run-throughs?
Just on the stage.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've not been doing it in your hotel room? Or?
Oh, I've been messing around doing it in my bedroom as well, and in the hall and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And do you wish you could go on stage right now?
Yeah, I want to do it
now. Wait 3 hours?
Yeah.
Here's
why don't we cancel Zane?
Shall we? Just do it then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the Wow Wow Sisters. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you do burlesque. Kind of, right?
Well, sort of.
Oh, okay. Tell me how it's different.
We say it's more of a circus cabaret comedy show.
Okay.
We're the only two-girl circus in the world, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it old-school circus? Do you like tigers come on and stuff?
Tigers?
No, we couldn't afford the tigers this year.
Men dressed as tigers. But.
Yeah. We do have animals. It's just they're not real.
Yeah.
But
stuffed animals?
No. Gentlemen dressed as animals.
Oh, okay. I like this. This is getting weirder.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, our show's called The Last Supper, and it's like a trip through maybe Christianity through and paganism up through sort of New Age-iness and animals and humans and beasties.
Okay. And it's going down well?
It's going down really well.
It's going down like a big old hoedown, like a big old party.
Is it?
Yeah. You look surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm just quite transfixed by your outfits, to be honest. I've never seen headgear like that before.
No.
We were trying to rival
London.
Yeah, we're trying to rival the double decker buses here.
We were trying to fit in. Does it not work?
No, it's really working.
It's the bright red colour of the buses, but it's more like the ones that the guards wear outside Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, exactly.
So you wouldn't describe yourself as burlesque, because burlesque is huge at the moment. Everyone's doing it.
Well, then yes, of course we're burlesque.
No, we're kind of more old school burlesque, which would be a show. A variety show that contains skill, live music, and comedy. You know, burlesque now is kind of more thought as
posh
women
stripping.
Posh
right?
stripping. Yeah.
Yeah, posh stripping. And we don't do that. So that's why
I'm not saying it's posh stripping. It's just some people say that they are posh strippers. But I think it's a very classy act.
It can be if it's smartly done, but if it's not smart, it's not interesting.
I think I got out of that one quite well, do you?
Yeah.
Seamless. So could anyone do what you do? Or was it, let's say that if Becky wanted to try what you do.
I'm chiming in.
I've just noticed the big smiley badges on your...
Okay, I was wondering if you were staring at what you were staring at.
I just noticed the big smiley faces and I don't think I want to do it.
Why? You don't want a smiley face there?
I think I'd like to wear the outfit.
Okay.
Really? You could put that anywhere, though.
Yeah, but you've got it in a special place.
You don't have to just be happy down there.
Right. Why are you happy down there?
Well,
why is there a smiley face?
We're very spirited ladies.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're in good shape. And so, yeah, no one can do what we do, actually, I don't think, without a lot of training.
We're trapeze artists. Yeah. We write our own music. We play our own instruments.
Wow.
And, and we do our own burlesque acts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long's your show? It must be quite tiring doing all that.
Yeah, it's tiring, but we never get tired because it's so fun. We feel sort of thrilled by the end.
It must be very hot under your hats.
Under our hats. Yeah. It's a little warm under our hat. That's because there's so much cerebral activity going on. It gets a bit heated up, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Have you seen anything else weird in Edinburgh? Any other strange shows? Not that yours is strange.
No.
Oh, I'm not doing very well here at all, am I? I'm a bit tired. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's all coming out wrong.
We've seen some great shows. We've seen Bustin' Out, which I would consider a sister show.
Mm-hmm.
The New Art Club,
these two gorgeous, hysterical men, choreographers and dancers.
No Child, phenomenal acting.
Amazing.
Long Live the King, great show about Elvis and immigration and Indian immigration.
Yep.
I want to see Obama Mia, which is a musical.
Is that really out there?
About Obama, yeah.
Really? Here?
Obama Mia, and it's a musical.
Yeah, everything's on at the Edinburgh Festival. Yeah, I just saw a poster for it yesterday, and it's a... You know, the same poster as Mamma Mia, the film.
He's
President Obama's doing that. I think that sounds quite good.
Does he sing ABBA in it? Or?
No, but I do in my show on Thursday.
Do you?
Oh, really?
That was a blatant plug.
It was just handy that they mentioned ABBA and then I could crowbar it in there. Mine's called The Bjorn Identity. It's the Bourne identity story, kind of.
Right.
But to the music of ABBA.
Fantastic. I'm so glad you invited us to your plug.
if you turned up in those hats, you can get tickets to the show.
How
seriously.
How can we get a radio show?
Well, you're also, invited to our table for the last supper, because everyone's invited. Yes, everyone and anyone's invited.
So does everyone sit at tables at your show then?
By the end, it's like a big party.
By the end, we make a last supper of our own design, which is perhaps a little more loose in the... morals and frivolity department, but there's lots of wine and beer and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we accept everyone.
Mm-hmm. Do you cook?
No.
But we do serve our food at the end of the show.
Yeah. Ooh, what food do you get?
Gummy worms, bread, fish.
Bread, fish, and wine, obviously.
Bread, fish, wine, grapes.
Grapes.
Maybe a banana if you're a chosen one.
That's right.
I have never, ever heard of a circus show where there's trapeze and then they serve you fish.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I know. Well, we thought maybe we'd try something original, see how it went down.
Yeah.
You know, what the heck.
So is this the first time you've performed this show as it is now?
At this Fringe Festival.
Okay.
But we just had it at the Adelaide Fringe, which is really fun. Mm. In a big tent that felt very weird and Pentecostal and like a little Kooky Luke's, like Southern Baptist type behavior.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Where can we see your show in Edinburgh?
You can see it at the Supper Room on George Street in the Assembly Rooms, the Supper Room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At 10:40 every night but Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a day off on Monday? What do you do with your day off? You bet you don't wear those outfits, do you?
Yeah.
We never take these off.
Yeah. We always have something.
This is under everything.
Good. Well, leave me with that thought. And thank you very much. Well, our sisters, thanks for coming in.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.